starting lineups for tonight's first game. Here's Brian Barrett.
Game Day's team sports, winners, trophies, and fans heating and air, giving you the starting lineups for the Sean Middleton Smyrna Lady Bulldogs. Number 10, Kayla Hunt, 5'4", senior guard Hunt. Number 24, Savannah McIntyre, 5'6", junior guard McIntyre. Number 21, Allie Bolton, 5'7", sophomore forward Bolton. Number 15, Treasure Hunt, 5'4", sophomore guard Hunt. And at number 34, Jasmine Neal, 5'6", sophomore guard Neal. For Oakland, number 22, Ellen Riggins, 5'10", senior forward Riggins. Number 10, Emily Eubank, 5'9", junior guard Eubank. Number 21, Sylvia Barnes, 5'3", senior guard Barnes. Number 23, Caitlin Oliver, 5'8", junior forward Oliver. And number 42, Shelby Gibson, 6'2", freshman post Gibson. Gibson, Oliver, Barnes, Eubank, and Riggins for Oakland. Head coach Jennifer Grandstaff, Riverdale and Blackman coming up. Oakland girls are 23-5 on the year. Smyrna girls 9-20. The tip controlled by Oakland in the home whites tonight. Moving left to right as we see it. Into the corner to Eubank. Now back here near side to Barnes. Back to Eubank, top of the key, cutting through. On the left is Barnes again. They feed it inside to Gibson. She misses the basket inside. Your Jay Mullins Jewelry time of the tip, 6:04. Jay Mullins Jewelry on West Northfield Boulevard behind Capital Bank and next door to Fuji's Restaurant. Miss and rebound on the putback. It's Allie Bolton.
Nice little fadeaway jumper there. State Farm.
And it's Oakland here in the front court.
State Farm's everywhere.
They are. Emily Eubank, little runner here right side, pulls up, shoots, and scores from about 12 feet. So an answer for an answer. We played a minute. It's tied at 2. Top of the key, Jasmine Neal. Right side, Treasure Hunt has it on the wing to the foul line, glides in the lane, dumps it low, and has it swatted away by Gibson after the feed to Neal inside. Eubank in the backcourt. The long pass up to Riggins. Here in the corner to Oliver. She's cut off baseline. They whip it inside. They get it in to Gibson, who's had a heck of a tournament, and she scores.
And a good feed there from Ellen Riggins. Could have taken that shot herself and found Gibson floating across the lane.
Gibson, a nice little two-foot shot in the lane. 4-2, Oakland driving the lane. Speaking of that, Neal misses the shot, bounces on the rim three times, falls away, and Oakland has it. Eubank down the far sideline, flips it out to Barnes, now back to Riggins for three, in and out. Rebound, Bolton has it. Bolton missed the semifinal contest.
They really missed her too, her inside presence.
She drives, kicks it back out. Now McIntyre's two is no good from the baseline on the far side. Rebound Oakland. That's one thing that we'll watch tonight is the battle on the boards. Coming here near side to Riggins. Floats one up baseline, and it's good.
Turned around, came off the baseline, Brian, and just did a nice little jumper. Stood up straight, got a good release from the ball, and another basket.
A 3-for-5 start here from the field for the Oakland Lady Patriots. They take a 4-point lead. McIntyre at the foul line, dumps it back out to Bolton in the far corner. Now back to McIntyre for three. It's in there. First bank three for McIntyre. 6-5, Oakland by one. And Oliver has the ball stripped away. She fell. Going down the sideline is Hunt. Misses the layup on the right side. That would have given Smyrna the lead. Eubank, foul line, glides in, pulls the double team, and gives Oliver a chance to cut through baseline for the easy two.
Give the assist to Eubank on that nifty little pass inside.
She waited until the very last moment to make the pass. Drew the double team away, easy lay-in. 8-5, three-point basket is up by Hunt. It is no good. Hits off the front of the rim. Eubank down the floor. To the right wing. Looks in. Nothing there for Riggins. They do pass it down low. And it's stolen away. Turnover Oakland. Down the floor is Hunt. He's down the far sideline in front of the benches, and now this one is stolen away by Barnes. Barnes going to have a layup on the other end if she's not fouled. And good defense there by Treasure Hunt. She just bothered her, Kayla Hunt, bothered her enough to alter the shot. Now Hunt tries to hit Bolton in the corner, and Bolton can't catch it. Two turnovers. Blanchard is in for Smyrna. And Ryan Odom, freshman, in for the Smyrna Bulldogs. Riggins drives baseline left side, puts it up with the left hand, missed it, but there for the putback is Shelby Gibson. Gibson in this tournament, 19 on Friday and 12 on Saturday. Long two from the near side, Savannah McIntyre. She's got 5 points to lead Smyrna in scoring. 3:23 left here in the first. Oakland leads by three, 10-7. Eubank, her shot short, rebound. Eubank missed it, got her own rebound, and goes up and is fouled. Foul is on Odom. Her first, team's first, game's first, and at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line, number 10. Emily Eubank, junior guard. Swish on the first.
Well, that part of her game has really improved. She probably works on that 364 days of the year.
She gets one day off.
She's a hard-working girl.
Second one hangs on the rim and just now fell off. Did not go through. Thought it might have gotten stuck up there. Soft touch, but didn't go. 11-7, Oakland. Driving is Treasure Hunt, stolen away, and Barnes in the backcourt has her pocket picked after she fell down, and Jasmine Neal lays it up and in.
Big break for Smyrna there. Jasmine Neal, the right place at the right time.
Riggins dumps it right side, cutting through. Shelby Gibson, it's good. 13-9. Kayla Hunt, right side, going to drive. Floated up there, high off the glass, it's good. Well, nobody's missing.
No, I bet they wish they'd had this the other night a little bit.
Eubank in the backcourt, crosses the timeline now. Triple team, and finds Oliver, cuts through, goes baseline. She's going to be fouled by Odom, and that's number two on the 5'9 freshman. We do have some young ladies about to check in. One of those is King for Oakland.
That's Bree Patterson sitting there for Smyrna.
It is Bree, number five, Bree Patterson. First Fans Heating and Air free throw by Oliver is good. She will have another. Sylvia Barnes back in. Fans Heating and Air has been providing unparalleled products and services since 1966. Second free throw, shot it, and missed it. Bounced high, fell away on the far side. Blanchard down the floor quickly. Boy, she can scoot. Lost control of it for a moment, regains it. Give off to Patterson, and Patterson driving the lane is fouled. And that foul is going to be on Emily Eubank. Her first, and that is Oakland's first foul. 2:10 left here in the first. 3-point Oakland lead. Smyrna basketball inbounding here on the near baseline. They get it in. Hunt comes back out to handle it at the left wing spot. Driving is Patterson. Cut off to McIntyre. Here on the near side, Kayla Hunt goes left, now right, passes off. They get it to Blanchard. Blanchard puts up a runner with the left hand. No good. Tipped around. Blanchard got her own rebound. Finally, now it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Oakland. Also coming into the game was Ansley Eubank. She slipped in on us. Inbounds lob is made. Now the long dial in for three from Kayla Hunt. No good. Rebound. There's going to be a foul. I think Caitlin King had the rebound, but I'm not sure if they're not going to say she fouled beforehand or someone else. It is on Caitlin King.
Pushed off before she got that ball, Brian.
Blanchard after the inbound to the near side. The three-pointer by Kayla Hunt is no good. Rebound, Barnes, and Smyrna has cooled just a bit. To Emily Eubank. Bobbles the dribble a bit. Lobs it into the corner to Ansley Eubank for the long two. It's a little long. Rebound, and she was out of bounds, and they didn't see it. Oliver to Eubank. Eubank's runner missed. Rebound. King had it. It's on the floor. She goes back up, and now it's fouled. Oakland got away with one right there. Oliver dribbled that ball on the out-of-bounds line.
If anything, I think she went out of bounds and came back in. You know, I don't know if she actually had control of the ball, but you're right.
Well, she did that too.
She was definitely out of bounds.
King's free throw is a little short. Riggins coming back in. Bolton coming back in for Smyrna. Oliver goes out. 14-11. King trying to hit the second one from the Fans Heating and Air free throw line, and she does. King going to go out, and House going to come back in, seeing her first action. Yara House. Basket by King is her first. Bolton left wing. Turn spins, can't go inside to McIntyre. Now back to Hunt. Hunt's at the left wing spot. Bounce pass over to Patterson, right side, is stolen away. House passes back to Eubank. That is the fourth turnover for the Bulldogs. House left wing way out there to Ansley Eubank. Sylvia Barnes now to Ansley Eubank for three. It's a little short. Rebound. It's right off of Bolton's noggin into the hands of House for two. Bolton didn't know that that was coming off so deeply. Kayla Hunt for three from downtown on the right wing is good. 17-14, 10 seconds to go here in the quarter, and a foul in the backcourt called on Blanchard. Her first. Oakland will have 9.6, holding on to a three-point lead here in the first. Eubank looks up at the clock. It's Emily with six, with five. Down low to Riggins on the left block. With 2 seconds, she goes up and is hacked by McIntyre. That good was feet. On 2-4, yes.
Good feed, Brian, by Eubank. Kind of lost control of it just a second, and so did Riggins, which probably negated the two-point opportunity, but she's at the free throw line here.
And Riggins misses the first Fans Heating and Air free throw. They're still struggling a bit at the foul line, aren't they?
Yeah, 3 of 7 right now.
She will have another. Emily Eubank going to get a little extra breather here. Good clock management by Coach Grandstaff. Riggins hit the second one. Hunt from midcourt, three-quarter court actually, and it is well short. So your score after the end of the first period of play, Oakland 18 and Smyrna 14. You're listening to State Farm 7 AAA Basketball on WGNS.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
That starts with practicing our faith.
Secondary school principal Todd Miller.
Writing research papers and solving chemistry equations, scoring touchdowns, hitting three-pointers, hitting home runs, and scoring soccer goals. We want to be the best that we can be at every single thing we do, and we'll not settle for anything less.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, online at mtcscougars.org.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. You can depend on Roscoe Brown for any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions. Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown. Phone 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
The latest prep sports information can be found online at GoPrimetimeSports.com. You can also see our upcoming broadcast there. It's GoPrimetimeSports.com.
4-point lead for Oakland, and 5 seconds is the call on Bree Patterson. So a Smyrna turnover. That's the fifth turnover for the Lady Bulldogs. Shelby Gibson coming in for House for Oakland.
You like those little substitution tubes they have to come in? You know why they do that, don't you?
Why is that?
Where they'll know exactly who's coming in for who. No hesitation.
Oh, they hand it off to them, yeah. Right side, three-pointer. Nothing but net for Sylvia Barnes. First bank three from the right wing. Oakland up by seven now. A three for the answer? Yes, sir. Treasure Hunt, her first basket of the night. 21-17. Driving right side, going in untouched is Caitlin Oliver.
And she was untouched because Shelby Gibson did a great job of blocking out right there.
Treasure Hunt passes here to the near side. McIntyre's three in there. First bank three, Savannah McIntyre. Smyrna is not going away quietly. It's still a three-point lead for Smyrna, or rather for Oakland. It was four at the break. We played just over a minute. Ansley Eubank left wing. Back out front now right side. Oliver's three, tried to bank it in, no good. Rebound, Bree Patterson. Bree waits on the traffic to pass and hands it off to Treasure Hunt. Brings it down. Hunt for three. No good. Off the front of the rim. From the right wing, missed. Ansley Eubank feeding down low. Riggins missed the layup. Out of bounds off of Oakland. I think Ellen just misjudged that, John. She was pretty wide open.
Yeah, she kind of altered her shot a little bit, and I don't know that she needed to.
I think she was anticipating contact that did not occur. Neal is back in for Smyrna. Blanchard bounces it to Hunt, trying to go down low to McIntyre, and it's out of bounds. Six turnovers for the Lady Dogs. Pretty decent crowd filling in here. Good crowd for this consolation game and, of course, the championship game. We'll see a big crowd as well. Tomorrow night, it's boys' night. Oakland Laverne boys in the consolation game and Blackman and Siegel boys in the championship for 7-AAA. They get it down low to Shelby Gibson, and you know what she does with it down there? She lays it in the hole. 8 points for Gibson. She leads Oakland in scoring.
Oakland was doing more fronting her in the early part of the game. They kind of slacked off on that just a little bit.
Hunt has her pocket picked by Ansley Eubank. Ansley to Emily. Drives baseline. Goes up and is fouled.
Went baseline. That's all Smyrna could do was there on that was to foul.
Foul on Hunt. Treasure Hunt.
You know where you can read local sports coverage?
I do.
Jeff Jordan. Every Sunday in the Murfreesboro Post and online at MurfreesboroPost.com. Scores and standings for middle school and high school sports in the Murfreesboro Post.
Emily Eubank misses the first Fans Heating and Air free throw. She'll have another. Oakland struggling a bit at the foul line. They did in that semifinal game versus Blackman. And tonight, struggling a tad here as well. They do hit the second one. And we've got a timeout, 30-second timeout for us here on the floor as Smyrna wants to talk about it. Smyrna trails by six. John?
From residential commercial farms to land, the elite team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction specialize in it all. They have a successful history of serving estate settlements, complete farm dispersals, and business liquidations. For all of your auction needs, just call Stan Vaught and Bobby Bug at 896-4600 and online at bobparksauction.com.
You know, with Oakland shooting 50% from the foul line, I would say at this time of the year, John, you probably want somewhere between 60 and 70, probably closer to 70%, wouldn't you say?
I think so, because now you're starting to play teams that are pretty good, and some of them very good.
And they're going to hit 75%.
You're going to have to take care of that situation at the free throw line.
Well, it's one of those things where do you even mention it? And it's probably the best thing to do is just let them work it
let
out.
Let it go, and I think you start thinking about it too much.
Treasure Hunt inside the Blanchard. She floats one up there from the left side. Missed. Ball on the floor. Oakland gave it up to Hunt, who then traveled with it. I don't think Hunt thought she was going to get that ball. Kayla turns it over, so 9 turnovers. Make that 8 turnovers. Oakland's turned it over 4 times. In the lane, Emily Eubank just passed the free throw line. Rip.
Can't give her that shot. She's just deadly from there. That little running jumper from about 10 feet.
Oakland has extended the lead to 8 now. It was 4 at the break. Smyrna got it back down to 3, and now a little run. Smyrna needs an answer. Trying that answer is Jasmine Neal from the top of the key. The 3 is no good. Rebound, Oakland. Emily Eubank, right side to Ansley Eubank, left wing. Baseline 3, swish. Emily Eubank, ice in the veins. First bank 3, and Oakland leads by 11.
Boy, it just seemed like all of a sudden, but Eubank is kind of taking charge here.
Treasure Hunt passes to Kayla Hunt, left wing, and her 3 is up and good.
Well, she's hot right now. They need to get her the ball as much as possible.
She's got 2 threes, her first basket here in the quarter, 31-23. Oakland gets it down. Sean Middleton wants a walk. May be right. They feed inside to Gibson. The shot goes, and there is a foul.
Brian, Oakland is in, Smyrna is in a zone right now, and it's kind of freeing up Gibson a little bit more that they try to go inside to her. And that zone, because Oakland's shooting outside so well right now, it just makes so much difference when you're hitting the ball and shooting from outside. And Smyrna's really living off the 3 because really their inside game, they don't really have one. And so they're going to live and die by it tonight with that 3-pointer.
Chance for the plus 1. It is good. Gibson with 11 points. 34-23. Blanchard in the backcourt to Hunt. That's Treasure Hunt. The throw over to Kayla Hunt is on the baseline. Or sideline, rather. Threw it away.
You know,
another Smyrna turnover.
You know, you work too hard, Brian, when your stats, you start putting threes down in the free throw shooting area. That's not good.
A little delirious, maybe?
A little delirious.
Emily Eubank drives baseline, goes up off the left block, a little too hard. Gibson there for the rebound, put it back in the hole, and is fouled. Shelby Gibson with 13 points. McIntyre with the foul. And that makes your score after the plus one, 36-23. Gibson just hit the plus one at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. She's got 14 points. Smyrna in a bit of trouble now. Hunt to Blanchard. Now to Kayla Hunt for the long 3. It is no good. Gibson with the rebound. Takes one dribble, passes out to Caitlin Oliver. Oliver down the right side. She loses it. Out of bounds off of Smyrna. Bolton was going the other way. She said she never touched it. She's got a point.
I think she's right.
She was almost near midcourt going the other way. Oakland inbounds. Riggins stares and then drives. Cut off. Now back out to Emily Eubank, to Ansley. Top of the key, no good. And now they're going to get Gibson over the back. McIntyre got good position on her that time. That is Shelby's first foul. Of course, in that game with Blackman, she got into a little foul trouble, and that's her first foul tonight. Treasure Hunt to Blanchard, cutting through. Allie Bolton, right side with the lay-in. Bolton with 4 points now, 37-25. Lead is 12 for the Lady Patriots. Just under 3 minutes to play in the half. Oliver dumps it down low. Going up, Emily Eubank. They say it's out of bounds off of McIntyre, who cleanly blocked that from behind, even though Eubank did go down to the floor. Oakland triggers it in. They whip it around the horn. Now Emily Eubank has it left wing. Back out to Riggins. Turn, spins at the foul line, double team. Now back out to Emily Eubank for 3, no good. And there for the putback is Caitlin Oliver.
Well, they're really starting to take over on the boards. 15 rebounds to Smyrna's 8.
It was pretty close in the first quarter.
It was.
It's been a heck of a second quarter here for Oakland, who leads 39-25. Blanchard drives, hands it off to Hunt. Now Caleb puts up the 13-footer. It's no good. Ansley Eubank with the rebound, down the floor to Emily. Now back to Oliver, right side. Riggins has it on the left side. Cut off, gets it back to Eubank. Now back to Riggins. The three, no good, but there for the offside rebound and put back is Caitlin Oliver. It's twice in two trips.
Nobody blocking out. They're playing that zone, and but what they're doing, and when they shift, nobody's dropping down to take that weak side rebounding.
41-25. Lady Patriots got the pedal to the floor right now. McIntyre to Kayla Hunt, right side. The long three, no good. Rebound, Oakland has it. That's been a broken record here for this quarter at least. Ansley Eubank in the lane, goes up against Bolton, has it blocked on the floor. They try to flip it over there. It's rolling around. It's going to be Oakland's ball on the alternate possession with a minute 18 left in the half.
That was nice hustle by Caitlin Oliver to get down there and try to flip it and got it to Gibson, and Gibson's so strong, she was just able to tie it up. Beautiful hustling play by Caitlin Oliver.
Emily Eubank triggers it in from the near baseline. Around the horn now to Ellen Riggins. To Eubank for the left wing. Yes. Traveled all the way across the other side of the floor, and Emily Eubank nailed the first bank three from the left side. 44-25. With a minute to go in the game, Oakland with the lead, Smyrna with the ball. Jasmine Neal fires it up from about 12. No good. Oakland rebound.
They're really starting to force the shots now.
Emily back out to Ansley. To Riggins, top of the key. Underneath to Caitlin King. Misses the layup. Rebound. Smyrna has it. Tierra Hughes checked in. Trying to get him some help in the paint. Treasure Hunt for three. She's warm. She hits that one. First bank three. Her second of the quarter. You live by the three, you die by the three, John. And right now, that's all the offense pretty much that Smyrna has.
But that time they moved the ball a little bit. They
right.
just didn't come down and cross the timeline and shoot it.
9 seconds, they feed to King. Caitlin turns, spins, now fires it up off the glass a little hard. Rebound, Kayla Hunt with two, with one from midcourt. It is no good, and that is the end on the second quarter of play, and your first half score here in the consolation game of the District 7 AAA tournament, Oakland 44, Smyrna 28. You're listening to State Farm 7 AAA basketball on WGNS.
At Butts Tire Pros, everything rotates around you. It starts with a hassle-free experience where you're welcomed by the business owners, Bud and Kay Mitchell, and you're never sold anything you don't need. With hundreds of tires available from all major brands like Michelin and BF Goodrich, your tire investment is covered by the nation's best warranty package featuring roadside assistance. For local service you can trust without the hassle, visit Bud's Tire Pros, located in Murfreesboro, or call 896-TIRE. That's 896-8473.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. When we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment,
the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate.
And return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, we help you heal.
Bell Jewelers, where quality, value, and honesty ring true.
We're looking for the right insurance company for our auto, home, and life.
We went with Claiborne and Taylor. They've been around for years. Claiborne and Taylor. They used to be Farmer Brothers Insurance and Murfreesboro Insurance Agency. They're one of Murfreesboro's largest locally owned independent agencies.
I'm Doran Claiborne.
And I'm Gary Taylor.
Farmer Brothers Insurance and Murfreesboro Insurance Agency are now Claiborne and Taylor Insurance. Our office is at 319 West McKnight Drive, just off Memorial Boulevard behind Tire World.
You can depend on Claiborne and Taylor.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
This is Lester Martin. Visit our full-service nursery and garden center on Northwest Broad with the largest selection, quality, and customer care. Martin's Landscaping offers residential and commercial lawn care and property management from design to installation and maintenance. We have over 4 acres of storage sheds, gazebos, playhouses, playsets, and pergolas with the best warranty in the industry.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's. prices.
So what sets Murfreesboro Automotive apart from the other auto repair shops?
If you need something fixed, I promise you, he's going to fix it. He's going to do it right.
Kelly Holcomb has been a longtime customer of Murfreesboro Automotive.
Every time I come up here, I'm just amazed. They do the kind of job for that amount of money, and he's got a customer for life with me.
We will give an estimate before any work is performed so that when you pick your vehicle up, you'll know exactly how much it is. No surprises at Murfreesboro Automotive, located between Chili's and Chewy's, just off of Broad Street.
What we offer here at Music World is a chance to get a hold of the instrument and actually put your hands on it and play it. Get a hold of the drum set and hear the drums, hear the different heads, hear the different guitar strings, and hear the different offerings that we give here. Things you cannot do on the internet, things you can't do online, you can't actually hear the instrument. And once again, we will not be undersold. Anything you can find us, bring us an article or bring us an ad in, and we can match that price any time of the day. We are Music World and Drummers Den across from Indian Hills, 2762 South Church Street.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Our coverage of the District 7 AAA basketball tournament continues here on State Farm Prep Sports, and welcoming in Oakland Charger basketball coach Brad Decker. His team won the regular season title in Rutherford County in middle school boys, and also won the mid-state championship as well. So, Coach, congratulations on an outstanding year.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
Talk to me about what that ride has been like, because it's been an interesting year for you. Only, what, three losses this year and 21 wins?
Yeah, it's been a great season, a fun season, really. Going back, you know, even to the summer, this group of guys went all summer without losing a game. And we really felt like we had the best team in the league and, in my opinion, around. So it was, you know, we put the pressure on ourselves that we really thought that we should win it all. And they fought hard, and that's what they did.
Sometimes kids respond to that pressure in different ways. So you have, that's a kind of a balancing act, especially with junior high kids.
Yeah, it is. In the beginning of the season, you know, we lost Quantes Parks, who was our second leading scorer during the summer. We lost him for the season, and Dre Lideker, our big post player, was out for three or four games the beginning of the season. So they really had to face a lot of adversity at the very beginning, and it really helped them to just come together and play together and learn how to fight for each other.
Helps you develop a lot of depth there, too, I'm sure, with having to fill in with the injuries. You had a disappointment in the county tournament and had a chance to respond one of two ways.
You know, playing for the consolation game the next day, that wasn't what they wanted. You know, they weren't satisfied with that, and it was hard to get them excited for that game. But they were really focused for that state tournament. And going into that championship game, leaving Saturday morning, the focus was unbelievable. It was like being back at the high school, you know, with the high school program. It was just their focus and their intensity and their mindset was just unbelievable Saturday morning before the championship.
I looked at the score of the Kenwood-Laverne game and thought, wow, they're going to have their hands full. And obviously you did, but defense came up really big for you in that championship game versus Kenwood.
Yeah, Kenwood was very athletic. And they just wanted to attack the basket and press. And so we decided to change our style a little bit and kind of back off of them and try to keep them out of the paint and make them shoot outside. And the guys really bought into it. I mean, we can come up with game plans, but if the players don't buy into it, it doesn't matter. And they really bought in and executed and did what we asked them to do.
And just looking at your roster, you've got – pretty important key cogs coming back and playing for you next year. So the deck is set, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely expect to be back again next year. Dre Lideker and Kareem Aaron, two of our starters, are seventh graders, so they'll be back. And our JV team this year went undefeated during the regular season without those two guys. So I think if you throw those two into the mix with that JV team, I think we should be right back where we were this year.
Thanks for all you do for the middle school young men, and keep on keeping on.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much.
Thank you, Coach. Brad Decker joining us. He is the Oakland Chargers head coach of boys basketball, the Mid-State sectional champion, and congratulations once again. We'll continue our District 7 AAA basketball tournament coverage here on State Farm Prep Sports in just a moment.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values
that lasts.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Now is a great time to take advantage of a federal tax credit regarding the upgrade of your home's equipment. Maybe it's a natural gas tankless water heater or a natural gas heating and cooling system. Whatever your need is, call us today at 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Home-style cooking? You can find it at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike next to the Old Food Lion.
That's all we know is good Southern eating.
That's right. Good country cooking at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, open Tuesday through Friday, lunch and dinner, Saturday breakfast, and Sunday lunch.
We have that hometown feeling, so we try to give that to the customers.
Stop in and see Ricky Turner and the family at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike next to the Old Food Lion. Good Southern eating and great desserts, too, at the Cedar Bucket.
Changes in your life create new financial needs. Whether it's graduation, a promotion, retirement, or other significant life changes, First Bank is there to help you succeed. Everything from a First Rewards checking account, investment services, business banking, and more, your hometown friends at First Bank are here to help you. I'm Ben Weatherford, inviting you to come by the First Bank location that's nearest you, or visit us on the web at firstbankonline.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Paul Dinaburo's third annual event, March 15th at Lanes, Trains and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. Go to BaldinaBurro.com and see how you can give hope to kids fighting childhood cancer.
Would you run for me?
Walk or run in the second annual Special Kids Race, March 23rd at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, 1272 Garrison Drive. For more information or to register, go to specialkidsrace.org.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane cares about our youth.
We would be more than happy to talk to them or their parents about all the opportunities youth bowling can afford them.
Kelly Marlin at the Smyrna Bowling Center says they have youth leagues running year-round.
It's a good opportunity for kids that are involved in other sports. We have opportunities for all of those kids to participate.
And the Smyrna Bowling Center is the home of the state high school championships.
We have the TSSAA state tournament here.
Caring for our young people, the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
John Dingus along with Brian Barrett back with you. And the stats tonight brought to you by Fans Heating Air, Winners Trophies and Game Days Team Sports. Scoring went like this for Smyrna. Kayla Hunt had 8 points. Savannah McIntyre with 8. Allie Bolt with 4. Treasure Hunt had 6. And Jasmine Neal with 2. For Oakland, Ellen Riggins had 3. Emily Eubank with 12. Sylvia Barnes with 3. Caitlin Oliver had 9. Caitlin King with 1. Kira House with 2. Gibson with 14. And that's all the scoring for Oakland. And, Brian, I'm going to let you take over the action because we're running behind here.
Yeah, we'll give you the team stats here in a moment. Thanks to Brad Decker for joining us here to talk about his Oakland Middle boys. Inside bounce pass from from McIntyre inside to Neal. It's going to be out of bounds, John.
All right, Oakland out-rebounded to Smyrna 19-10. Oakland shot 52%, 17 of 33. Smyrna 11 of 29 for 38%. Free throw shooting, Oakland shot 62%. Smyrna 1 for 1 from the line. And the big difference here, turnovers 8 for Smyrna, 3 for Oakland.
Ball out front, give you the starting lineups here in just a second as Treasure Hunt drives from the foul line, floats one up with the left hand off the front of the rim, out of bounds. Last touch by Oakland. Lineup for Smyrna is Hunt, McIntyre, Bolton, Treasure Hunt, and Jasmine Neal. For Oakland, Oliver and Barnes, Riggins, Gibson, and Emily Eubank. Starting lineups and stats from Fans Heating and Air, Game Days, Team Sports, and Winners Trophies. Ball tipped out by Smyrna, and Neal tips it, and they don't control it down the other end. Here goes Oakland. Up by Oliver, missed this shot. And Smyrna comes away with it. Treasure Hunt steps in, backs out, top of the key. Now right side, Neal for 3 from downtown, too long. Rebound, Riggins has it. Riggins, they're going to call Ellen Riggins for the foul. And that was a nice acting jump there by Jasmine Neal.
Yes, it was.
I don't think she was ever touched. But
Riggins went to her and said, did I really hit you?
Ellen did kind of swing the elbows a little bit to try to clear it out, and they called the foul. First foul on Riggins. 3 fired up by Kayla Hunt. No good. Rebound. Oakland has it. Allie Bolton make that Sylvia Barnes. The outlet pass to Oliver. Foul line jumper up by Riggins, no good. Gibson had the rebound. It's on the floor, tipped out to Riggins, and now Riggins going to get called for the hold, so that's back-to-back fouls. And are they going to call Bolton? They're going to call Bolton.
Yeah, the tie-up down there.
They did call Riggins. I thought they might call it on Riggins because I saw she was holding Bolton. I mean, and that was a definite hold. Smyrna moving from left to right, clad in the purple and gold tonight, mostly purple. Kayla Hunt to Jasmine Neal, left wing. Neal back straight away to Treasure Hunt, right wing. Hunt stopped her dribble, now gives it up to Kayla Hunt. Kayla, a senior, gives it off to Neal. Neal baseline in the corner. Running through, Allie Bolton, nice job. Got the basket. 6 points for Bolton. Emily Eubank drives here near side to Riggins. Finds Barnes, now make that Oliver. Now Oliver shoots the long two just over the line. One more step back, she would have had her a first bank three, but it is a two-point basket, 46-30. Oakland lead is 16 with 5.5 to play here in the third. Don't forget, if you'd like to hear the rest of Rick Ensel live and the Kermit Davis radio programs live tonight, tune in now to 89.5 WMOT. We'll have the rebroadcast later. Three by McIntyre from the left wing. Savannah McIntyre, first bank three. Oliver drives, fakes inside, goes outside with the basket right side for the lay-in. Caitlin Oliver with 13.
Like everybody was standing still, and Oliver just took the lane and just kept on going.
Kayla Hunt just across the timeline now. 48-33, Oakland. 4:50 left in the third. Treasure Hunt has it out near side. Inside to Bolton, bobbled. She's got to get rid of it. Now back to Treasure Hunt for three and a timeout Smyrna. 30-second timeout and we'll return to Smyrna High School. Your score, 48-36, Oakland leads.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton and I can help you get to a better state because I'll talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it. All backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Give me a call at 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. Give me a call at 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
PrimetimeSports.com is your local source for county prep news and information. You can log on to listen live anywhere around the world and see where we'll be broadcasting next. Let's go PrimetimeSports.com.
Caitlin Oliver triggers it in, gives it to Sylvia Barnes. They cross the timeline now with the pass up to Riggins. Now back to Barnes, who's working between the circles. Emily Eubank comes out to pick it up. Jasmine Neal is closely guarding Emily Eubank. She usually garners that tight defense. They get it into Emily Eubank. Now she drives baseline. Fakes, goes up. She might have walked ahead of time, but they're going to call the foul instead. I think all of that occurred about the same time. Foul is on Bolton. Her first and Smyrna's first foul at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. Emily Eubank misses the first. Fans Heating and Air has offered the finest products and services since 1966, 893-7930. Second toss. This one's good for Emily. 13 points for Emily. Caitlin Oliver with 13, 14 for Gibson. To lead the way for Oakland as they lead Smyrna 49-36. 4 minutes to go here in the third. Jasmine Neal here near baseline. Looking in, bounce pass into Treasure Hunt. They posted her up and missed the shot. A little long. Hunt with the rebound. Flips it back out to Bolton. Bolton to McIntyre. McIntyre behind the back pass to Kayla Hunt. Drives in there and she's going to be hacked. Reaching in foul on Caitlin Oliver, I believe it is.
Before all that impact took place, Caitlin just reached in and grabbed her. She was going down the lane.
It'll be Kayla Hunt's ball to inbound, and Allie Bolton is not going to get to it in time. It's not over and back, is it?
No.
Bolton lets it roll all the way back near the Oakland end before she picks it up. Smyrna sets up now. Treasure Hunt. She drives from the right block, stripped away by Gibson. Good defense there by Shelby. 9 turnovers for Smyrna. Ellen Riggins, the feed inside. Gibson off the glass. It's a money shot right there. You get it into Shelby Gibson right there, it's hard to stop her.
She does a really good job with her body. She, you know, she kind of blocks out everything, so you really can defend her.
Shelbyville leads Lincoln County in the consolation game there. The three put up and missed by Neal. Oakland rebound. 30-18, Shelbyville at the half in the consolation game in 8AAA. Lob inside. Gibson off the glass. Money again. 18 points and timeout on the floor with Oakland leading 53-36. You're listening to State Farm 7AAA basketball tournament coverage on WGNS.
Self-storage has never been so convenient, thanks to Zippy Shell, providing self-storage and moving solutions right to your front door. We deliver, you pack it, we pick it up and store it. Our units are secure, convenient, and best of all, they're just as affordable as traditional ones. Zippy Shell. Call us today for a free estimate.
Call locally owned Zippy Shell today. 216-7879. That's 216-7879.
Okay, Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine.
Hola, amigos. This is Sergio from Okay, Jose. I'm the manager. Come join us. Come try us out. We would like to earn your business. We make everything fresh from scratch. Go and join us for a good quality meal.
Mondays are mini burritos, Tuesdays are tacos, and Wednesdays are enchiladas for just 99 cents. Happy hour every day from 3 to 7 at OK Jose.
OK Jose Tex-Mex Cuisine in the Walmart Shopping Center on Rutherford Boulevard. Where are you going for lunch?
OK Jose.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm 7AAA basketball tournament coverage on WGNS brought to you tonight. Brought to you tonight by Murfreesboro Automotive on Ridgely Road, OK Jose Mexican Restaurant, the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. Spent there some time there today, and State Farm agent Jenny Allman.
Brooklyn Blanchard across the timeline now. Smyrna in need of a bucket. Treasure Hunt, top of the key, foul line now. Dumps it low. Blanchard cutting baseline. Nothing there. Odom in the game, and they turn it over. 10 turnovers now for the Lady Bulldogs. 2:20 to go in the third. Emily Eubank to Ansley Eubank, who's in as well. Now Emily fires up the three. Swish.
Well, she's got the three-point shot going tonight.
16 points for Emily Eubank. Oakland leads by 20. Third place in the tournament up for grabs here. Kayla Hunt passes right side. Make that left side to McIntyre. McIntyre to Treasure Hunt, right side, back to McIntyre. She fires up the three, has it blocked. Caitlin Oliver stuck that paw up there and knocked it down.
Not only that, she guarded two people down there. She did a great job.
Ansley Eubank to Emily Eubank, who throws it wide, and Oliver can't get to it. Only the fourth Oakland turnover. Shelby Gibson comes in. Ellen Riggins goes out. And also coming in, they're not going to let her in. Barnes was going to come in, but she's going to have to wait. Minute 30. And the official stopped play.
The knee brace that Kayla Hunt is using, giving her a little bit of a problem.
Yeah, they're going to make her come out, too. And that's going to allow Oakland to make their substitution. Barnes coming in. It's Bree Patterson now, passing left wing to Blanchard. To McIntyre, trying to feed down low. Blanchard comes in, runs baseline, has it blocked by Gibson. That's two blocks on the last two possessions. ...20-point lead for the Lady Patriots of Oakland High School. Looks like they're on their way to taking the consolation game here. McIntyre, the long two from the left side, is good. Savannah McIntyre 13 points tonight.
She also has found the range tonight.
Ansley Eubank here to the near wing. Caitlin Oliver, pass across court to Barnes. They feed Caitlin King. She turns, she spins, flips it back out to Ansley Eubank for three. It's a little wide, but the rebound comes out deep. Oliver has it with 44 seconds. Passes off to Barnes and now gets it back.
Have an MVP for hustling tonight. That's Caitlin Oliver.
She has it now. Trying to look inside. Stolen away. She looked that pass right into the hands of Treasure Hunt. He goes up, misses the left-handed layup, but the rebound by Bree Patterson. Three by McIntyre. It's good. Savannah McIntyre, the first bank three. And Smyrna not going away quietly. 56-41. Oakland with 10 seconds.
They heard you proclaim Oakland might get this.
With 3 seconds with two, they get it to Gibson. She makes a pass down to King. Misses the shot right at the end. As we go to the fourth quarter of play, it's Oakland 56, Smyrna 41 on State Farm 7 AAA Basketball.
The cell phones keep changing. This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts. We've got great Android devices. We've got picture mails now and texting. Sprint's come out with an unlimited data plan, $79.99. I call it all you can eat, all the internet, all the texting, and it's free mobile to mobile to any cell phone in the country, so you're not using minutes. $79. Call us at 893-CELL-2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Reeve Saint Drugstore, there's an app for that. Add the Reeve Saint app to your mobile device, create an account, and you can order prescription refills, arrange for pickup and delivery, track upcoming refill dates in your medication record, and view your drug information. To download, visit ReeveSane.com/refills. This is Lori Saint Smith at Reeve Saint at 1801 Memorial Boulevard. Also, visit us at ReeveSane.com.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm 7 AAA basketball tournament coverage on WGNS brought to you by State Farm agent Monty King, Zippy Shell, Bell Jewelers, Sprint by Cellular Concepts, and Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home.
Ansley Eubank for three. This one off the lip of the rim. Rebound taken away by Neal. Passes left side to Kayla Hunt down the sideline. She fires up the three. It's in there. Kayla Hunt. And these threes beginning to get them back in the hunt. 56-44. Pun intended there, by the way. We played 30 seconds here in the fourth. Three, an answer by Emily Eubank, no good. Oakland has had the last couple of trips down, put up a quick shot. Basket here would be huge for Smyrna. McIntyre, and McIntyre's going to be fouled by Gibson. That was a little touchy right there. Shelby Gibson picks up her second. Ellen Riggins coming in, Caitlin King going out. 56-44. Oakland with the lead. They've led most of the way here. Led by four at the quarter, first quarter break and extended that at halftime. Treasure Hunt, make that Kayla Hunt for three from the left wing. 14 for Kayla Hunt. 56-47 now.
Brian, that's getting them back in the game. They're not particularly shooting that well, but every time they shoot one is a three.
Another first bank three for Smyrna. Now driving baseline, the jumper by Riggins, or make that Emily Eubank no good, but Riggins there for the putback. Huge answer there for the Oakland Patriots. 58-47, an 11-point lead. McIntyre comes back out front. Passes to the left side, Treasure Hunt. Treasure drives, baseline, floater, no good. Rebound, Gibson has it stripped away, but run down by Emily Eubank. She's down the far sideline, comes across court here to the left wing. Slapped away from behind by Kayla Hunt, and there is a foul called on Kayla.
Smyrna feeling it a little bit, aren't they, Brian? They're starting to really pick it up defensively.
Well, that's gotten them back in it here. The three-point baskets have, and they're back in it mentally as well, it seems. Barnes goes out.
So for Ansley Eubank, the starting lineup back in for Oakland.
Ansley has it now, left wing, way out there to Emily Eubank. Make that, yes, it is Emily. People want to call her Ellen Eubank.
I have two tonight for some reason.
Shot up baseline, no good. Emily with the rebound, and she's hacked and fouled, going up by Treasure Hunt, I believe it is.
I even forgot Emily's name tonight. I tried to think of it, and I kept saying Ellen. Ellen Eubank.
I think it's delirious.
Fatigue.
McIntyre with her third foul. At the Fans Heating and Air free throw line is Emily Eubank. First one is no good. Fans Heating and Air has built their business on complete and total customer satisfaction. 893-7930. Second toss is good. 17 points for Emily Eubank. 18 for Shelby Gibson to lead the way for Oakland.
I think if you're Oakland, you want to keep them away from those threes. Just try to give up anything inside, that's okay, but don't want to get hurt on these threes.
They are closely guarding in the perimeter. Treasure Hunt throws it away.
That's an example of it right there.
Ansley Eubank tries to pass it up the floor. It's stolen away. Stepping in front of it is Kayla Hunt. Hunt to Treasure Hunt. Down low, Ansley Eubank tips it out of bounds. Good job there by Ansley to tip it away, and Smyrna will inbound on the far baseline. Kayla Hunt tosses into McIntyre. No three there for her. Riggins all over her. Oakland has definitely changed up the defense a bit. Treasure Hunt can't drive, has to pass back out to Kayla Hunt. Kayla down low. They get it to Neal. Shot no good, but there is a foul on Riggins, I believe. Is that is number three on Ellen. Neal at the foul line. Shot it and got it. Third point for Jasmine Neal.
It's only the second attempt free throw wise by Smyrna.
Blanchard back in. Out is Treasure Hunt. Second Fans Heating and Air free throw. Crawls over the rim. Did not fall through. 59-48. 11-point lead. It was 20 at one point. May have been the largest. Ansley Eubank for three from the left wing. No good. A little long. Rebound Blanchard. Blanchard's got the numbers. Ansley may have to foul. She doesn't. Missed it. Does Blanchard. And now down the floor is Caitlin Oliver. She may not stop. She does. She gives it up to Riggins, who travels. Turnover, Oakland. 7 points. Seven turnovers, rather. That's that delirious thing coming back. Ellen Riggins goes out. Coming in for her is Kiera House. Bree Patterson for Smyrna has it straight away. Uses a pick, glides in the lane. Now dishes back out. McIntyre's three online, but hits off the side of the rim. Bolton with the rebound. Goes up against Gibson and has it blocked. Tipped out up the floor to Oliver. Oliver trying to lay it in and is fouled by Kayla Hunt. 4 minutes, 17 seconds left in the game. Oakland leads 59-48. Smyrna not going away quietly, and Oakland, frankly, has struggled at the foul line, hitting about half of their free throws. Caitlin Oliver, the junior, the first one, no good. You'll have another at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. Second toss, shot it, and rolled away, won't go, and foul on Bolton on the rebound. Good block out there by Gibson.
Well, the foul was on Gibson.
Called it on Gibson.
Yeah.
Very surprised at that. Three fouls on Gibson. Driving, Neal has it blocked, but Bolton there to pick it up, rolls to the left side and scores.
They got it within single digits now, Brian.
9-point lead. Pass inside. Going up is Gibson. Missed the shot. Little rushed. Rebound putback. Won't fall. Gibson. Rebound putback. Won't go. Rebound putback. Gibson is fouled.
good battle underneath there, Oliver and Gibson. And Gibson playing with three fouls. That was kind of touch and go there on that rebound.
Going to have a couple at the charity stripe, the foul. Oh, they don't have it on the board. First toss, no good. Treasure Hunt coming in for Patterson. Second, Fans Heating and Air free throw upcoming here for Shelby Gibson. Has 18 points, has not scored this quarter. Shot it and got it. 19 for Shelby. Lead back at 10 now with 3:50 to go. Smyrna has worked themselves in the position. Trying to make a big comeback. Shot rushed and no good by Kayla Hunt. Went in for the layup on the left side. Barnes, if I'm Oakland, I'm not sure if I don't try to set something up here. That may be a good place to get it. They get it inside to Gibson. Missed, but there for the putback is Emily Eubank. She's got 19 tonight. So does Gibson to lead the way.
Really out-rebounded them. 29-17, been a huge difference.
Jasmine Neal, it's on the floor. Picked up by Kayla Hunt for three. It's no good. You're not going to count the basket because it hit the backboard, the top of the backboard, and then fell through. And that is officially out of bounds. Lead is 12 for Oakland with 3 minutes and 9 seconds to go in the game. Full court pressure here by the Smyrna Bulldogs. Up the floor, losing it is Oakland's Oliver. Turnover for the Patriots. McIntyre, right side, drives, turns on the right block, tries to dump it inside, turns it over.
Well, that was a big opportunity there for Smyrna.
Clock under 3 minutes now at 2:45. Driving left side, going in is Oliver, and she's going to be fouled. Trying to lay in. That's McIntyre's fourth foul. And Oliver going to the Fans Heating and Air free throw line.
38% from the free throw line here in the second half, Brian, 3 of 8.
Oh, wow. Oliver helping to best that, 4 of 9 now. She'll have another. Coast the line, shot it, and got it. Well, that brings the free throw shooting to about 50% once again. Treasure Hunt, deep left wing, 14-point lead. Hunt goes up. She's going to be hacked and fouled in the lane. The foul is called on Emily Eubank. That's number two on her. 14-point lead for Oakland. But the clock not running here, and a chance to chip away at that. The sophomore Treasure Hunt. Shot it. Long. No good. We'll have another Fans Heating and Air free throw. Smyrna right at 50% themselves now. A little better than that since Hunt hit this free throw. It has not been a free throw shooting clinic in this tournament with the exception of, I think, the Blackman-Oakland boys game.
And Siegel at the end of that other game they played.
Yeah, Siegel Laverne.
Ryan Jones, I should say.
Sylvia Barnes has it now. She and Oliver playing catch, and Oakland is spreading the floor with 2:14. Lob inside. They get it to Gibson. Off the glass. Shelby Gibson with 21 now. 66-51. That pulled the defense out where you couldn't double-team, John, and that was a pretty good decision there by Oakland.
Oh.
Treasure Hunt.
Yeah, good call there.
Not that Jasmine Neal. They're going to call an offensive foul on her. So Jasmine Neal with the player control foul, 66-51. Oakland with the ball and the lead, under 2 minutes to go now. Third place consolation game. Sylvia Barnes going to travel with the basketball. She took an extra step. Turnover for Oakland and Smyrna with the basketball. They've got to have a lot of help now. They did get themselves back in the game. 3-point by Neal. Yes, count that one. Jasmine Neal with the first bank three. 66-54. They're putting on a lot of pressure, and Oakland's having a little trouble. It doesn't look good, but they're making it happen. Emily Eubank is going to be fouled by Jasmine Neal. Little touch foul, but Smyrna kind of taking their chances with Oakland at the free throw line now.
Well, probably not a bad idea. They've not been very consistent at it. Timeout on the floor.
We'll take 1-2 with Oakland leading 66-54. Free throws coming up when we come back.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. People are really intent on something that's going to last a long time.
On our VCT commercial lines, we do Mannington and Armstrong, and we do that with a lot of hospitals, schools, any kind of commercial type building. And then we also have lots of commercial carpets that are very durable and specified only for commercial settings.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
Don't our tax refunds always seem to come at the best time? You know, when something needs to be fixed. Are there any funny noises coming from your car? Are your tires looking a little tired? At Bud's Tire Pros, they specialize in a range of services like alignments and brake repair.
They also offer a wide variety of tires, including Michelin, exclusive tire promotions, and all services backed by the industry's strongest warranty package featuring roadside assistance. For service you can trust, visit Bud's Tire Pros in Murfreesboro or call 896-TIRE.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm 7 AAA basketball tournament coverage on WGNS brought to you by Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. Oh, boy. Has been getting athletes back in the game and on the field. Whether it's a strain, sprain, or fracture, TOA is here for you online at TOA.com.
Emily Eubank misses the front end of the 1-1. Now, with a minute 10 to go, Smyrna needs a three. McIntyre drives, tries the one-handed hook with the right hand, no good. Rebound, Gibson.
Oakland has completely taken away, just about for the most part, that three-point shot here in this quarter after McIntyre hit a couple.
Barnes, the ball on the floor. McIntyre and Oliver get tangled up. They call jump ball, Smyrna basketball. I'm afraid the time has gotten away. It's a 12-point lead for Oakland. 48 seconds. They almost have to score immediately.
And they'd have to do it with a three-point shot, probably three of them.
Treasure Hunt drives, turns, spins, gets in there. Missed it. Tipped up, though, by Treasure Hunt. Lead is 10. Oakland taking their time in the backcourt. 33 seconds. They pass it up the floor. Riggins open, down low. Gibson, layup good. And that's going to do it, I think.
But I've been impressed with Ellen Riggins. She was the workhorse underneath. Now she's just as free to give it to Gibson as she wants to, and what an unselfish player.
Treasure Hunt's three, no good. Rebound Riggins with 11 seconds, and Oakland going to win this ball game here. Do foul. Treasure Hunt picks up another foul. Oakland girls going to improve to 24-5. Wasn't easy, though. Smyrna had a lot of fight in them tonight.
Sure did. Shot the ball well from outside, anyway.
Threes were falling. Free throw is good by Emily Eubank. 20 points for her, 23 for Gibson tonight. Second free throw, this one good. 21 points for Emily Eubank. 7.9. Kayla Hunt down the far sideline. What happened to our scoreboard? Three by McIntyre. It's up and no good. And your final, 70-56. 70-56. The scoreboard said 56-10 for a second. 70-56 is your final. And Lincoln County leads Shelbyville 39-38 with 3:22 to go in the game. So that would be a bit of a surprise if that holds. So we'll keep watching those games for you as well. But Oakland takes third place and Smyrna fourth place here in the 7 AAA tournament. And that helps us along the way in seeding here for the Region 4 AAA tournament. We're going to get to all of the stats coming up here on your Ideas Tees Between Game Show in a moment. Ideas Tees opening up our Between Game Show here. Operators of Lightning's Locker Room gearing up for baseball season. They have those new Nike tees, the new era on the field, flat bill hats, just like the players wear, and the new white Sunday hats as well. Don't miss your chance on being one of the first to wear this new Blue Raider gear. Visit Lightning's Locker Room, off-campus location 910 Ridgely Road. Turn off Frog between Chewy's and Chili's. Open on Fridays and game days at the stadium as well. Let's go ahead and do our stats here while we have a moment. And talk about our Loveless Fine Photography player of the game, players of the game. John, I'm going to go with Shelby Gibson. She had 23 for Oakland. And I think for Smyrna, you've got McIntyre and Kayla Hunt, who were just firing up the threes all night long. McIntyre did have 16 points tonight and four first bank threes, so to her with an edge.
Yeah, and I got to toss in Emily Eubank in there with 23?
Yeah.
And she hit the three-pointer tonight like I've never seen her hit it before. And, boy, if you can get that out of her from the outside, they are going to be one tough customer in the region tournament.
That's your Loveless Fine Photography players of the game, the official senior photographer for Riverdale, Blackman, Siegel, Eagleville, and Middle Tennessee Christian School. See and order sports team photos at lovelessphotography.com. Loveless Fine Photography on Clark Boulevard between Memorial and Highland, 890-1558. Your Midas of Murfreesboro shift of the game. Shelby Gibson had back-to-back baskets in the paint, plus one. She was fouled and hit both of them to put Oakland up 36-23 in the first half of action. That's a lead that they would not relinquish, and they win the game tonight by a final of 70-56. Midas, your one-stop shop for brakes, oil change, and all of your auto repair needs on Broad near Northfield. Trust the Midas touch. John, you want to lay on those stats from game days, team sports, winners' trophies, and fans heating and air.
All right, for Oakland, the team stats look like this. They had 31 rebounds, shot 47%, 26 of 55. They had four threes. Oakland also 15 of 26 for 58% from the free throw line and eight turnovers. Smyrna had 18 rebounds and out-rebounded quite a bit today in this game against Oakland, shot 21 of 53 for 40%. But, Brian, they had 12 threes, first bank threes, 12 of them for the Smyrna Bulldogs. And shot 3 of 5 from the free throw line for 60% and 12 turnovers in that game as well. The scoring went like this. Kayla Hunt had 14 for Smyrna. Savannah McIntyre with 16. She was the leading scorer for Smyrna. Allie Bolton had 8. Treasure Hunt with 12. And Jasmine Neal chipped in with 6. For Oakland, it was Ellen Riggins with 5. But I can't tell you how many assists she gave to Shelby Gibson tonight. Emily Eubank with 21 points. A great night for her. Sylvia Barnes with 3. Kaitlyn Oliver had 15, kind of a quiet 15 points from Kaitlyn Oliver. Did a good job on the boards. And Shelby Gibson had, of course, 23 to lead all scorers for the Oakland Patriots. Good games by both teams, a really good, well-fought game. Final was 70-56, but Oakland had an 18-14 lead in the first, 44-28 in the at halftime, led 56-41 at the end of 30 and wound up winning 70-56, a margin of 14 here. Those stats and are brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Game Day.